Well, coming up, Bankwest Stadium, December 16. It'll be Mark Hunt up against Paul Gallen. It's the co-main event along with Tim Zhu and Bowen Morgan that night as well. And Mark Hunt has been kind enough to join us on the line now. How are you, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Now, 20 years, of course, since your last professional boxing bout. How are you feeling about the fight at this point in your preparations?
I'm actually excited. I'm looking forward to locking horns with Paul and, you know, finishing my career on a happy note. So I'm really excited about it. It's been 3 years since I've actually had a fight, well, in the octagon anyway. So, I'm actually really excited about it.
Mark, how does a heavyweight prepare walk into a fight like this? Well, we just said on here, both you and Gal, one punch and clearly someone's going to get knocked out. But do you think like that walk into training, or do you think you've got to be fit enough to go the rounds? How do you prepare?
You've got to be fit enough to go the rounds. You know, right now we're at the business end of the fight camp. You know, this camp has been like for nearly a whole year, to be honest. COVID's pushed everyone back. A lot of plans they've had. But, you know, I've been up in Nui training. You know, we're at the fighting side of it. Was sparring in there, but I'm sparring this week three times of the week. I've got, after this thing I've got on today, I've got to go back up and spar this afternoon up in Newcastle. So it's you've got to be fit enough to do it and just try and stay away from injuries, to be honest. That's the main thing.
Yeah, and what are some of Gal's strengths, Mark? Have you looked at, you know, previous fights he's had, and where's areas you think you can also combat through his weaknesses?
Well, that's not my job to look at. That's my coach's job to look at. But I know Gal's a tenacious person, just like I am. He's very fit. He's very strong. He comes forward a lot. I haven't seen him hurt in the boxing game yet. You know, as a ex-footy player, I think he's been hurt many times, multiple times, and that's something a footy player and a fighter has to go through while they're playing at their top end. So, you know, I've done that many times, and he's done that many times on the footy field. I don't know about the boxing side of it, so, yeah.
Mark, what about the discipline? And this is what I would find incredibly difficult because I'm such a massive boxing person and UFC fan. Fists only. Is it going to be difficult not to use your knees, elbows, everything else on the in the fight?
Yeah, that's what's so funny, though. While sparring with all these other different guys, you know, I've seen while I'm only using two weapons, I see all these other opportunities while I'm doing the sparring.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually used it. I've thrown it a couple of times with some of the boys up in Nui with, you know, the elbows and the leg kicks, but... But it's different. I don't, I don't do it as hard. I can see it there, but just I don't throw them.
Well, Mark, Paul Gallen reckons you'll have had enough by the third or fourth round. So how do you respond to that?
Well, you know me. I'm a fighter. I've been doing it for over 3 decades, and you know, I can go all day long. I'll eat that shit up. Shit, you know, Chucky loves that tacking and that footy. Man, I love this shit. This is. What a fighter's life is. A fighter's life is of affliction, so I love it.
You're 46. Why are you doing this, Mark?
Well, there's many reasons to do it. You know, one, I'm a prize fighter. I fight for money. I've been fighting for money for over, you know, for over 20 years. It's been something I love to do. What's why I'm doing this? You know, I was a bit sour when I left the UFC. I think I left their company 5 years ago, but I actually ended my contract 3 years ago. They took away my love for what I do for a living. They took away my love for fighting. It ended up being just a normal job at the end of the day with these guys because I kept arguing about everything else.
Mate, I was going to ask you the question, Mark. As Jared said before, you're 46 years young. How's the body going and being able to keep up with the training and more so the hits that you're copping?
Well, yeah, it's a lot harder being at 46 years of age. I've been doing it for a long time. I've been lucky not to have some massive injuries, and I've only had a couple of PCL injuries from kickboxing, a broken hand from one steroid user. I've been actually pretty lucky though, with injuries wise. I'm built like a tank, and I'm born for this sort of stuff.
Mark, what can we expect as a fan watching on? What do you expect to happen from your end in this fight?
Well, from my end, I expect Gal to come like a crazy wild animal and I'm supposed to hit him up the ring, you know. One uppercut, he flies up the ring. Easy. Done. Easy work, no.
Short and sweet.
Can you pick?
It's going to be a great fight. It's going to be a hard fight, and I know, you know, Paul's getting ready, and so am I. So it's going to be an awesome fight. I just hope, you know, if he can get through me, you know, who knows where he can go with this boxing.
Yeah, right.
All righty. Well, Mark, does it frustrate you or annoy you that, say, you know, some people from outside your sport, I know you were mainly MMA, but also did have a couple of fights, so we can, you know, put them together for this purpose. Does it annoy you that people can come out of rugby league or another sport and come in and you know, think they can match it with someone like you?
It doesn't annoy me. It's just, it is what it is. If they're talented enough, then why not? You know, we can do it. I don't have no issues with that. But, you know, I can see all these. I mean, I can dance with all these pretty players. I love it.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Mark, great to talk to you, mate. Good luck. Looking forward to the fight, December 16.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on your show. Appreciate it.